For this item is the 2020-2021 black bear hunting seasons, quotas, and hunting district boundaries. One change that I want to make sure that everybody understands is the statewide change where we're proposing to eliminate the hide tag. Currently, if a person buys a black bear hunting license, they get two tags. One to tag the carcass of the animal after it's skinned and one to put on the hide of the animal. We certainly don't need that any longer. That's the only species that we do such a thing for, and we certainly can get by with just the carcass tag, just like we do with every other species. When bears are checked in, we put a plastic tag into the hide. There's a way to check out on there. The reason that it was in the past is that in the past we didn't have where black bear meat had to be taken out of the field, but as you know now it does have to be. And so in the past we needed to have the two, but that is long since past. We don't need that any longer. So that's a statewide change. There are a few other changes in regions. For example, in Region 3, a boundary change to expand Bear Management Unit 319 by incorporating deer and elk hunting districts 390, 91, and 92. In Region 4, a boundary change to combine all Region 4 bear management units into one, make it a new Bear Management Unit 400, and also to make the Bear Management Unit boundaries consistent with other regional boundaries. A mishmash out there right now between the regional boundaries. Sometimes a bear or a lion management unit will bleed over into an adjoining region. We want to try to clean that stuff up. Also in Hunting District 580, we're making a boundary change to address those adjoining region problems that we have had, so that bear management units are in the region that the number indicates they're in. So that is kind of a quick overview of changes proposed for black bear, and with that, I'd stand for questions.
Mr. Chair, I move the commission adopt for public comment the 2020-2021 black bear hunting seasons and hunting districts as presented by FWP, and that all other aspects of the black bear season remain unchanged.
I second that motion, Mr. Chairman.
Motion and second. Any questions or comment from the commission? Any comments from the public? And that includes, yes, please come forward, identify yourself.
I'm Maggie Nutter. I'm a rancher in the Sweetgrass Hills of Montana. I don't know the exact boundaries for black bear hunt, but I don't believe we have a hunt in our area, and that would be like 400, 401, 403, and 406. Because we've been seeing more of the black bears, there's videos, there's pictures, there's lots of sightings, and maybe even some permanent residents at this point. We would like the opportunity to added to that, and it would be kind of like the moose hunt where in the past it was only two tags for the area, and we just thought maybe an experimental thing where you could add a couple tags up in our area, knowing that it's a low population, but it would possibly add to.
Any further comment here in Helena or out in the regions on black bears? Any further discussion from the commission?
Just a question, Mr. Chairman, for John Voria again, and that is, John, can you talk a little bit specifically about this area and what currently is in place?
Chairman, Commissioner Aldrich, Ms. Nutter is correct. In that particular area up there, which includes most of Region 6 and much of that part of Region 4 over there, there's currently not a black bear season in that very, very few or no black bears in much of that area. So that's a proposal or an idea.
Chairman, Mr. Vorey, I would appreciate if you could consider that before it comes back to a final in February. Take a look and see what your recommendations might be.
Thank you, Commissioner Stuker.
Anything else from the commission? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries.